KCHA, there's D Light. Groove is in the heart. 8:15 on this Monday morning, Monday, August 1st, 2022. Good morning. I'm Mark Pitts in for Chris Berg. And also in with me right now is the mayor of Charles City, Dean Andrews. Good morning,
Mark. Morning, Mark.
And mayor on Monday, first Monday of the month. And we had D Light. Groove is in the heart. People kind of getting back in the groove after Ragbri has come and left town. And we want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a great. We had a great day last Thursday. A lot of people put a lot of effort into showing Charles City and showing Charles City well, and so a lot of preparatory work to make a day like that happen. And so we had a lot of people did a lot of work leading up to Thursday, and then we had a ton of volunteers on Thursday that came out and really helped to make it a good experience for all the riders coming into town. And I haven't heard any negative comments. I've heard a lot of positive comments about Charles City from riders and people who talk to riders. And I think it was just a great day for Charles City.
Yeah. And I imagine you had a chance to kind of go out and do you as a mayor, you know, put on your mayor hat on a day like that where you try to come out and, you know, greet people? And
a little bit. I did some volunteering at some of the events, and we had some people stay at our house. And so, yeah, I got to visit with some of the Ragbri riders. So, yeah, I think I say it was just everybody just had good things to say. So,
it was weather was incredible for it all week, actually, for the riders.
Yeah, it was a great Ragbri week for weather. Like I say, I think they had the temperature was great, but I think they also had tailwinds most of the time. And having gone on Ragbri before, that's a big deal, having a tailwind rather than having those headwinds. That's almost the worst thing you can do on Ragbri is have to right into the wind all day long. So having that tailwind push you along really helps out. So I think that makes the riders a lot more happy too. So.
Makes it easier for you for Charles City to pull off Ragbri when riders are happy. Just
that's right.
Weather wise.
Yep. Yeah. For sure.
So now you've ridden Ragbri yourself?
Yeah. Many years ago, I rode the whole route. One year after it came through Charles City, and I kind of got the Ragbri bug, and so. Went 1 year the whole route, and then my wife and I have gone probably three or four times, just two or three days at different times. So, it's just a great time. You know, a lot of fun people and a lot of fun experiences, and just, you know, people think Ragbri is, oh, I don't think I could ride my bike 70 miles in one day. Well, it's not like you ride 70 miles straight. You don't get on your bike and ride for 70 miles to get off. You ride for about 10 miles and you get off and you have some iced tea and some brownies, and then you ride for another 10 miles and you have a pork chop, and then you ride for another 10 miles and you have some ice cream. So it's kind of a series of 10 mile rides. It's not really a 70 mile ride each day.
Yeah, when you factor in the pass through towns, the meeting towns, I talked with a number of riders with our Ragbri coverage, and it's like, yeah, there's the food, the refreshments, the pie, of course, is a big deal, and a little bit of biking mix in.
That's right. Yeah, and a lot of farmsteads along the way just have little stands out in front. They're, you know, giving away iced tea or whatever. It's just a chance to stop and visit with people.
Yeah. Just to kind of put a bow on it, I guess, what does it mean, you know, to be able to showcase Charles City that way to that many people within a 24-hour period?
Yeah. You know, you never know what's going to come of having 25,000 people in your town one day and being impressed with your community. You know, maybe you have somebody that says, well, I want to come back here and either come back here and visit or maybe even move to Charles City. You never know what the ramifications are going to be, but showing in a good way, you know, that any efforts you get going forward are going to be positive. So it's just nice for the whole state of Iowa too. You know, it's not just Charles City, the whole state shows well. And it just, I think a lot of people realize that Iowa isn't just one gigantic farm, you know, where people get in the car and go to the general store on Saturday nights. You know, we do have a nice state here, and so I think it kind of showcases Iowa well and lets people know what Iowa has to offer.
All right. Well, Ragbri, you know, a little bit of inconvenience in regards to some of the street closures and things like that. That leads me into our next topic, is the pending closure of Main Street, North Main Street, between Lane Street and North Grand Avenue, with the Pure Prairie Farms chicken processing plant about ready to start production, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard lately, but I think their latest projection time is in August sometime. I haven't heard any official dates, but as part of that, when they open up their facility, one of their main things they want to do is expand out to the front of that building to create two things. Number one, a storage area, cold storage area, so that they can much more efficiently produce product and not have to change their lines nearly so often. They can make more of what they're doing, store that if they don't have a truck ready to haul it away, and then, you know, do a new line as needed. So that is one big thing that they think will make them more prosperous than some of the other facilities that have been up there, because they think it'll make the process work a lot better. The other thing is they're going to expand their employee area. Brian, the general manager up there, is very high on having his employees be happy employees. You know, if you get people that want to come to work every day because they enjoy the job, much more efficient facilities that you have. And so to help out their employees, they're going to expand the employee locker room area, the lunch area, the break area, and just make it much easier and much better for the employees. The other thing that will do, we talked with them before, that some of the previous plants we had problems with, people would come out of the facility with their hairnets and booties on and different things, and then those would somehow get scattered around the community. And he said this will make it so, you know, nobody will leave that facility with their work clothes on. They'll change clothes before they leave, and so you won't see people walking around town with hairnets and masks on and having those items being, you know, littered around here and there. So I think it'll be a good expansion for them, but because of that expansion, they're going to expand all the way up to the sidewalk on Main Street. So that gives them, that takes up where their loading dock facility is. And so to make it easier for the loading dock, we're going to close Main Street. We aren't going to sell it to them. We're just giving them an easement on Main Street. And then the park across the street from Main Street, they're buying that from the City Improvement Association. And so what that will do is allow them a much better operation to load and unload their trucks. As it is now, those trucks, when they came in before, had to kind of block off Main Street while they were maneuvering to back into the facility. And so they won't have to do that now because they'll be on their own property and their own area. So to do that, we're closing Main Street and rerouting Main Street. As you come going north on Main Street, when you get to that last block, you'll make a right jog. It won't be an actual right turn, but a right curve, and go over then to North Granite. And then what that will also do is make that intersection with North Granite at a 90-degree angle, which will make that a much safer. I don't know that we've had a lot of accidents at North Grand and Main Street, but that is a really inefficient intersection as it stands now. You kind of have to look back over your shoulder to see if anybody's coming. And so this will make that a much safer intersection because it will be a 90-degree intersection. And the other thing then, what we're going to do is there will be, you know, turning lanes. And so as you're going north on Main Street, there'll be two lanes. The left lane, you'll have to turn left and go down Lane Street that currently exists. The other lane, you have to make a right turn then to go over to Grand. Coming the opposite direction on what is now Lane Street, which will become Main Street. That little section of Lane Street will actually be called Main Street now. The North Iowa Lawn Sport up there is kind of excited about that because now they're going to have an entrance on their Main Street side so they can have a Main Street address and be a Main Street business. And they're kind of liking the idea of being a Main Street business. And so, again, as you're coming down North Grand going south, there again will be two lanes there. There'll be one lane you just keep going straight on North Grand, but there'll be a right turn lane and it'll be marked that you're now entering Main Street, Charles City. And so, you know, that was one of the concerns we had was, how will people know where Main Street is? You know, will they go around Main Street and not realize that Main Street turns there? Well, we're going to make some pretty good signage up in that area to let people know this, you know, like I say, you're now similar to what we're proposing is similar to our entrance signs into the community that say, welcome to Charles City. This will say, welcome to Main Street, Charles City. And so that will be, the signage will be important to let people know how to maneuver that corner. But I think what we're going to try to do is do, they, I don't know that the facility is going to be starting in construction right away, but we're going to do the street closing here pretty much right away, just so people kind of get used to it. Because a lot of the directional indications will be street markings, painting on the street. And obviously, if we do that November 15th and it snows November 16th, people don't get used to that new pattern. So there will be some signage, also some stand-up signage that, you know, will not be covered up by the snow. But, you know, the street markings during the wintertime will be covered up by the snow to a certain extent. Obviously, our street crew does a good job of shoveling and cleaning streets, but it's still not the same as summertime. And so to get people used to the new pattern, we're going to do that relatively early on here and just get so people know which way to go and how to go and how to get here and how to get there. So
just follow the signs, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
So, and that could happen this week, from what
probably
I understand.
Probably next week, more likely.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Quickly, talking with Charles City Mayor Dean Andrews. One other topic here before we cut you loose. The mural projects for the Town of Colors project.
Yes.
Got two murals down, two more yet to go here for 2022.
We were really happy that we got those, that our first two artists could get here in July and get those first two murals done before RAGBRA. I think it, you know, just added to the Charles City experience to have, you know, we have obviously have the two really big murals downtown that people, you know, almost all the RAGBRAI writers were downtown, and so they saw those two big murals. But the people who got up on the riverfront, the people who were over by, you know, the Methodist Church, were able to enjoy our two new murals, and they're both really colorful murals. I think they turned out really nice. So we will have two more murals to be done yet this summer and fall. I think the one is going to be behind Saxony, on the backside of Saxony, and that's going to be done by Janice Berglund, one of our local artists. And I think that will probably be done in August sometime. And then the other one is going to be done by another local artist, Robin Maycumber, is going to do behind the theater and behind Rustic Corner. And I think that's kind of a September planning on that one. She's still kind of working on the official design of what she's going to do on that mural. But hopefully we'll have those two done before wintertime, so we'll have, you know, our total of six murals in town, and we'll start planning for next summer then, because we want to keep this going. If we can, we figure if we can get, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 murals every year for, you know, 10 years, we'll have quite a showcase in Charles City.
Yeah, and it's something that's become very popular for cities. I did a little traveling here recently, used to live down in the Iowa City area, and then traveling through Waterloo, there are a number of locations right there along Highway 218 that have got those murals, and it's just a nice way to kind of spruce up your town.
Yeah, it just adds some color, and I think adds some vitality to your community, too, and we've been lucky so far. Our four murals that we have and the two that are coming, I think, are all pretty unique. They aren't, it's not like we have six murals of a similar, you know, they all look alike type of thing. We have really different murals, and that's kind of the goal of the mural committee, is to make sure that we keep a diverse selection of murals, so that, you know, you don't like, oh, that looks like the other one. Well, that looks like the other. They all have flowers. They all have this, you know. So we've tried to really keep them unique, and I think so far we've accomplished that. So.
Yeah, well, they look really nice. Again, talking with Charles City Mayor Dean Andrews, a city council meeting tonight at 6.
We're on Wednesday this week.
Because, oh, Wednesday. Okay.
Our city administrator, our city clerk, and the city engineer are all gone today. So they said, well, you can have a meeting, but none of us are going to be there. So we're going to actually be on Wednesday this
okay.
week.
Oh, all right. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Then we will plan accordingly. So, Mayor, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Mayor Dean Andrews joining us here on KCHA. Nearly Impossible Quiz coming up in a little bit here on 95.9 KCHA.